Now, I want us to get into this message and into this letter that he writes to Ephesus. And I want to say just another word about this city. It was a beautiful city. When Paul landed at the harbor, there was that great harbor boulevard, white marble, and it's there today. And on each side, there were all sorts of lovely buildings, temples, and also certain shops that they had there, gift shops, I guess the ladies would call them today. There was a great market on the right as he went up, and then ahead of him on the side of the mountain was this great amphitheater, not really the amphitheater, but this great theater that seated 20,000. Way off to the left of him was the amphitheater that seated over 100,000 people. At times, probably as many as 1 million to 2 million people gathered in Ephesus. Here is where Paul had his greatest ministry, and here is where John later became pastor. Now, the city was first formed around the Temple of Diana by the Anatolians, and they worshiped Diana of the Ephesians. And the temple at first was a wooden structure. It was built at the very beginning on a very low place, right by the side of the ocean. The harbor came right up there. But in time, the Caista and the Little Meander River, I have never in my life seen a country that washes as much as that Meander Valley washes. I tell you, the river itself is like soup. It's not just water, it's soup. It's carrying down so much deposit. And it soon filled in around the temple. By the time of Alexander the Great, the night he was born, that temple burned. And when he came there and took the city, he turned it over to one of his generals, Lysimachus. And Lysimachus there attempted to move the people away from there because already the silt was coming in, the harbor was filling up, and they had to move farther down, and he moved them to higher ground. And that's where you see the ruins of that city today. It's the city that was there when Paul came there. Then on the ruins of where the old temple was, they put on charcoal and skins. It was a very low place. They built the Temple of Diana. It became one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. It was built, as we said, on an artificial foundation of skins and charcoal. It was to make it actually earthquake-proof, and it was built on a marsh that was there. The doors of it were of carved cypress wood. The staircase was carved out of one vine from Cyprus. It was a regular art gallery with the masterpieces of Praxiteles, Phidias, Scopas, Polycletus, and Apelles' famous painting of Alexander the Great was there. But behind the purple curtain was that awful shrine, the most sacred idol of heathenism, Diana, the many-breasted one. And it was the largest Greek temple ever built, 418 feet 1 inch by 239 feet 4.5 inches. There were 100 external columns. And there is some difference of opinion, of course, about the exact size of it. But it was four times larger than the Parthenon. And it was finally destroyed by the Goths in 256 A.D. So that this great temple that was there in Paul's day and around it, the grossest immorality was performed. Because when you move farther inland, it becomes nothing in the world but sex orgies, and her name is changed from Diana to Sibyl. Now, this gives you some conception of this place. And if you want to know how wonderful that temple was, that is, as far as the physical beauty was concerned, if you ever go to Istanbul, go to Hagia Sophia, and those beautiful green columns that are there were taken out of the Temple of Diana by Justinian when he built Hagia Sophia. And actually, this temple was really a thing of beauty. The Temple of Artemis are of Diana, and she was the Oriental goddess of fertility, the many-breasted one. She had a trident in one hand and a club in the other, and it was a crude image that stood in the temple, and it was worshipped by probably more people than any other form of idolatry. The worshipers here indulged in, I suppose, the basest religious rites of sensuality. The wildest bacchanalian orgies took place, excessive and vicious. It would make some of the present-day new morality look like a Sunday school picnic. Now, Paul came here, you will recall, on his third missionary journey to begin his ministry. And for 2 years in the school of Tyrannus, the word went out. And it was a great door and effectual that was open unto him, but there were many adversaries. And John, the apostle of love, the son of Thunder, he came as a pastor. He was exiled, and then after about 10 years of being exiled and in prison, he returned to Ephesus, and he's buried at the Basilica of St. John, that is on the highest point there.